The government and U.S. airlines are working to build a massive database that they say will make air travel easier. Passengers who clear an extensive background check would qualify for a trusted traveler card. They could then bypass long airport security lines. Proponents say it would be unobtrusive and a way to target real threats effectively. Critics say the plan is a huge intrusion into ordinary Americans' lives. NPR's Marianne Akers reports.
Government officials say the trusted traveler card would be good for them because they could track terrorists more easily. Airlines say it would alleviate long lines, which cost them business. Carol Hallett, president of the Air Transport Association, says the biggest beneficiary will be the passenger armed with the trusted traveler card.
To ensure that they will get to move more quickly through the screening process. They won't avoid the screening process, but they also will not have as many stops to make to have their bags gone through and so forth.
The government isn't sure yet what the exact criteria would be to qualify for the card, and government officials say they won't discuss those qualifications even when they are ready to implement the plan. But Hallett says the goal is to create a threat index for each passenger who applies for the card.
They would have to give information that they would then be checked against a variety of different law enforcement databases to determine their bona fides, to determine whether or not these individuals had not only immigration violations or did they have law enforcement violations, would they have financial problems that would cause them to possibly be bribed. There are just a variety of different kinds of questions that would no doubt be asked.
Hallett says she expects the vast majority of airline passengers would qualify, and that means lines would be shorter and security workers would have a smaller, more manageable population of travelers to scrutinize. The trusted traveler card would look like a driver's license. It would have a color photo ID of the passenger, a fingerprint, or some other kind of biometric, and it would have a barcode stored with the yet undefined private information on that person. Critics say those little black magnetic stripes would be the government's key to invading the privacy of millions of Americans. Other security experts disagree, including Cathal Flynn, the former head of security for the Federal Aviation Administration.
I don't think so. I don't think that that's going to be used because it will be a search of information that the government already has.
Flynn is working with a technology firm to develop a prototype for the trusted traveler card.
So I don't think we'd be giving any more information. We'd just be giving information that the government has, but we'd be, for this particular purpose, saying, yes, government, go ahead and search your databases for this information about me.
But Barry Steinhardt of the American Civil Liberties Union says it's misguided to focus on how the government cultivates personal information.
Whether it's one database sitting on a supercomputer somewhere is not as important as the fact that government agencies, the airlines, a whole host of people are going to be able to get access to information about ordinary Americans, perfectly innocent Americans, whose private information resides in a whole host of different places, and they're going to be able to tie that information together.
A spokesman for the Transportation Department, Lenny Alcevar, says the trusted traveler system, when it's created, will be used only for counterterrorism efforts at airports, nothing else. But Steinhardt says he doesn't believe it. He says history shows that databases are rarely used exclusively for the purpose for which they were created. The Social Security card is one example. Social Security numbers were never supposed to be used for identification. Furthermore, the ACLU isn't convinced that the cards would make air travel more secure, and that's a question with which the government is just now starting to grapple. If the easy security passes are going to be as readily available as the airlines say, what's to stop a well-disguised terrorist from getting one? Marianne Akers, NPR News, Chicago.